All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's always a very exciting time. We have tried to do this, and we're headed down a home stretch. Thursday, the magical day, but the mock draft, Sully compiled the best of the weekend, the information nuggets, the relevant things you will need. And we have put it all in a nice package for you. It's the Mock Draft Mania.
Mock Draft, you feeling good about it? How high would he go in this year's draft?
Do it live!
All right, Michael, tell me what we are perusing here.
Sports Illustrated.
Ooh,
yes. Their Mock Draft. And I'm glad because, Mike, I always every week basically say, hey, 1 and 2 are locks. That's what every mock draft says. Now, they still have Kyler Murray going 1 and Bosa going 2, but a lot of rumblings lately that the Cardinals could go away from Murray. Do you buy into that?
I don't know what to believe, and that's why the draft is fun, because everyone's lying. Listen, it's always been a possibility that Josh Rosen could stay there. I mean, they did trade up to get him, right? Here's the problem. What if the market for Josh Rosen is so lukewarm that they can't justify trading him? What if Cliff Kingsbury has gone to them and said, my preference is Kyler Murray, but I'll make it work one way or the other. Trade down and get me more good players. Mike, I still believe when the draft happens Thursday night, Kyler Murray's going number one. But there are scenarios here where, look, the Raiders have a ton of picks. What stops the Raiders from calling Arizona and going 4, 27, and 28? We want Kyler Murray. Gruden is smitten with him. And they're insane. It's totally possible. It's casting doubt. But I'm still hoping that Rosen gets dealt draft night and Murray goes to Arizona. Carry on.
Yeah, so number three, this guy climbing back up the boards, I guess, Ed Oliver to the Jets.
That's my guy. I like Ed Oliver. I think Ed Oliver is going to be a guy that will go on a revenge tour here. I think he was too good too early. Just like Jadeveon Clowney, just like Leonard Fournette down at LSU, he had to come back to school for no purpose. The year did not go the way he wanted it to go. And the next thing you know, I've got Will Cain and Max Kellerman debating him and arguing with Major Applewhite about wearing a jacket. Ed Oliver is still a disruptor. He is still a very talented young man. And he is one of those aggressive, penetrating, disruptive defensive tackles that are at a premium in this league. Yes, Mike, I think Ed Oliver is rising up the board. I think any team that passes up on him past number three could be made to look very, very stupid. I still think Quinnen Williams is a more complete player overall. I still think Nick Bosa is a better outside guy because Ed is not. And certainly Kyler goes one, but I could justify Ed Oliver as high as number four.
We might lose to the Browns.
Right.
Let's go ahead to number six with the Giants.
No.
This guy falling a little bit. Josh Allen from Kentucky, number six to New York.
Great. Can you tell me who we get at 17 I tell you whether I like this?
I will in a couple minutes, yes,
All right,
I get
look,
there.
Josh Allen is arguably the best edge rusher in the draft. Every report coming out now is Dave Gettleman is sitting in his office in his underwear, smitten for edge rushers. Well, it's generally what happens when you trade Jason Pierre-Paul and you trade Olivier Vernon. So, yeah, you just figured out we don't have a pass rush. If the Giants don't take a QB at six, it's going to be very hard for me to believe they're getting out of this thing where I'm going to feel good about it. But okay, Josh Allen, one of the five best players in the draft, fine.
So at number eight with the Lions, seems like everybody's now projecting this guy to Detroit, TJ Hockenson.
There it is.
Tight end from Iowa.
Listen, how long ago do we talk about it? I'm not going to sit here and scream and yell about it. I don't have the emotion for it anymore. Would I take a tight end there? No, I wouldn't. Do they need one? Yes. Does the offense need more people? Yes. I'll tell you what they need. They need a Matthew Stafford check down buddy. They got rid of Golden Tate. The guy fell apart. What would Hockenson represent? He's like Ben Coates. He'd be a guy you could throw 70 checkdowns to and move the sticks. What does his team want to do? Run, run, pass. Run, run, pass. Run, play action, pass, run. They want to set up third and four, throw a five-yard pass, and move along. And then a couple times a game, they'll take their shot to Kenny. I think that's what they want. Okay, but you better be right. This dude better be the best tight end in football.
Yeah, and they actually have his teammate, Noah Fant. Got two Iowa tight ends going in the top 12. They have him to Green Bay at 12.
Well, Fant, look, Fant is the deep threat. Fant is the guy that will stretch the middle of the field. You can really exploit the seams, pressure the safeties. They're different players. I think Fant is more Ebron.
So a Pro Bowler. Number 10 overall. This guy seems to be right in this range now, Devin Bush from Michigan. Also, Mel Kiper said earlier this afternoon that he'd be stunned if Devin Bush gets outside of the top 11 in this draft.
Wow. Wow. Hey, man, I told you, I was higher on him than a lot of people early in the process. I still believe it has to be a specialized role. I still believe you've got to have a defensive line in front of him that can protect him. But in this league, sideline to sideline speed is at a major premium. The screen game and the ability to disrupt it is at a major premium. Running backs catching the ball every third down. Huge premium. Devin Bush plays to those issues. So I believe it.
Now, Haskins to the Bengals at number 11. Should really be no surprise there.
We've you seen shut that a few your times. Whore mouth.
Now, let's jump ahead to the Giants. 17.
Hey, buddy. Let's jump ahead.
A lot of people think this guy could actually go to them at 6, but Daniel Jones, the Giants quarterback from Duke at 17.
All right. I don't mind Daniel Jones. I'll live with it at 17. But what you're referencing about the Giants using the number 6 overall pick on Daniel Jones when nobody else has got Daniel Jones atop their QB board, it would quite possibly represent me taking next Friday off. Because I don't even want to be asked about it. The only quarterback I want them taking at number 6 is my guy, Dwayne Haskins. That's it. If they don't take a QB at 6, fine. But if they take someone else, not named Haskins, at 6, who's a quarterback, I'm going to be very upset. Very. Like, why can't you just do it right? Trade up from 17 and get to 14 to take Daniel Jones if you're that worried about it. But at 6... take the best guy. If you're going to screw the fan base and not take a quarterback, take the best guy. Or just take the quarterback. Dave Gettleman hates
life. It shouldn't be that difficult, but it always seems to be.
God, I hate this man.
Let's close quickly with this. Two defensive linemen were top 6 picks basically the whole offseason. But 21 to Seattle, Rashawn Gary. And then 25 to the Eagles, Montez Sweat.
I'm worried about Montez. I still love him as a player, but you can almost feel it happening with the heart issue and how we kind of just downplay it, but the NFL is going to overdo it, and it's going to hurt this kid. What was the report now? He's not going to the green room anymore. I love the kid, and obviously I haven't seen the medicals, but geez. If he's good enough to take at 25, isn't he good enough to take at number 6? You're still guaranteeing him the money. He's still an unbelievable player. Like, that bums me out. And I'll tell you, if he's there at 17 and the Giants get him, oh, baby, now we're cooking. That's a risk I'll take. Rashawn Gary, you know the drill. And I explained it to Doug for the 50th time, and he acts surprised when I tell him this. Dude, I don't hate the kid personally. I hate where he played, and I hate what the fan base and media turned him into. If you take Rashawn Gary, you're going to have to extract something out of him that Michigan couldn't. You're going to have to get him to give it to you every play and have it translate to be production. I don't want to hear about the role. I don't want to hear about the scheme. You're taking a kid in the first round. It's about production. You're not a blocking dummy. And Rashawn Gary does not bring it every play. You find me a scout who says he does, I'll send that guy to go get new glasses. So that's the issue. I think for a player like that, where the effort is a question, where the production's a question, I personally can't lose my job over that, taking him in the top 10. Anywhere outside the top 10, you got to consider it. That's probably a little low. I just hit my microphone for no reason.
Finito.
Oh, God. Oh, Pat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.